Good morning. Last week we began the sugya of Geneva's Das, and actually at the end of the shiur pointed out that the refreshments outside, there was a box of cookies, and it had the name of a bakery on it. It was clearly packaged goods, but on the front it said homemade chocolate chip cookies. So we pointed out that is probably not Geneva's Das. The Rishonim speak out that although if you send a cut up piece of meat to a goy, and the assumption is that the Ger HaNasha was taken out, that would be Geneva's Das. But if it's whole, if it's obviously it's all there would be no Isser Geneva's Das, because it's very obvious that what you're saying is not true. It may be Sheker, but you're not fooling anybody, and therefore it would not be Geneva's Das. And therefore, based on that, because it's in packaged goods, there's a name of a bakery, it actually said on top, Bakery Fresh. So if you then write homemade chocolate chip cookies, it may not be true, it may not be wise, but it would not be Geneva's Das. Now, I showed this to my chavrusa. I thought it was pretty ironic that, again, in a shiur in Geneva's Das, that's what they'd be serving. So he looks at the box, and he says, you know, the joke's on you. That's not the issue of Geneva's Das over here. You'll notice on top there's a sticker that says, baked after Pesach. Now, did you ever wonder how is it possible the day after Pesach you go into any store, and there are literally hundreds and hundreds of boxes and packages of cookies and cakes and everything, all with a sticker that says baked after Pesach. How could it be? No, it says baked after Pesach 2013. So he said what some of the companies do is they go ahead, they prepare the batter and the dough and everything together, and they freeze the dough after Pesach. Day after Pesach, they go ahead, they buy the dough back from the guy, and they bake it. So on one hand, it's technically true that it's baked after Pesach. But if the reason why you're buying it is you do not want to buy chametz gomer that was sold to a guy, then this is not for you. Because it was already, the dough was already made, it was sitting in the freezer over Pesach. So this is a very good example of, although it's not sheker, it is technically true, it was certainly baked after Pesach 2013. But it's Geneva's Das. You're writing something to fool people into thinking this is a chametz that was only made after Pesach. The presumption is that if it's baked, the entire process was done after Pesach, and therefore this would be a case of Geneva's Das. Again, I have no idea about the particular bakery that was outside last week. No one should jump to conclusions, but I'll cope on him. This is unfortunately a somewhat common case of Geneva's Das.
The reason they put that sticker is you should think it's fresh.
Lav dafka. Many people who don't sell chametz gomer will sell flour.
So flour, it's chametz gomer.
Not everyone agrees to that. Rav Forsheimer holds that it's not chametz gomer, and even if people who are makbid can, you know, he holds there's no kpeda. Mechatoyis is a separate issue because mechatoyis you need Gneivas Das and mechatoyis are not necessarily tol yabaha. You'll have many cases where the mum will not rise to a level mechatoyis because you can't prove that everyone would is makbid on it or people would be chayzer, but nevertheless, because you're selling it with a certain assumption or a certain representation, you could be over the Isser Geneva's Das even without the tain of Mekach Tois.
In this particular case, can you ask
for
your money back?
The problem that you would run into is that when there's a Tanai, if you come and you say, I bedafka wanted because I'm makbid on this thing, so then it would be Mekach Tois. On the other hand, if many people who buy a thing are not necessarily makbid, so then you can't claim mekatois because it's not a mum that everyone would be chayzer. Some people would be chayzer, some people would not be chayzer. So, I'm not sure in this case. I didn't. I think most people, when they see it, would just assume that the entire baking process was done afterwards. If when you saw this, you assumed right away that there was frozen dough over Pesach, you know, if that's the assumption, then an ekonami. But I don't think that's what most people would realize.
Maybe people should be required to think a little.
What? Certain people are certainly required to think. We're going to discuss later on today the concept of iudata and nafshe. If a person jumps to an unwarranted conclusion, there very often will not be Geneva's Das. You're not responsible for mistakes that people may make. But if you write it in a way where a person's reasonable person would think that this was taka baked and everything was done after Pesach, that would be Gnevas Das. I suspect if you go around and show people the sticker and ask them, do you think this chametz was around over Pesach, I would imagine most people would say no. And if most people would say no, the fact that some scheming, jaded, cynical people would realize that, hey, it says baked, it doesn't say when the batter was made, but I don't think that's the norm. I think the reasonable, most people's conclusion would be is that everything was done after Pesach. If you're going to tell me that people should realize and people do realize, then enachlam. But that's a factual question. No. Unfortunately, whenever your competitors are ganavim, the only way really to compete is to steal. That's not a heter. That's not a heter. It's, you know, it's if you're in a business where the only way to make a parnasa is to be a ganav, then it's not a umnes kalu nikia. You have to find something else to do. It's really not a heter. Okay, so going, so just to review briefly what we went through last week, and we'll start some do some new sugars, new parts of the sugar this week. What we basically learned was, as nizer of Gnevas Das is different than sheker. You're not just lying. In the case that we just had, you're actually not lying. It's technically true, but you're fooling someone about yourself, about your goods. That will be usher. The Gemara is very clear. Gnevas Das applies to both a Yisrael and a Goy. Gemara's example was sending a piece of meat to a guy. He thinks it's kosher, and it's really not. The Gemara was also very clear that Gnevas Das can be in the context of a nekach memkar, could be a sale, in which case, if you're representing the goods, he thinks it's better than it is. You're covering over a defect, that would be usser. Even if you're charging a fair price, there's no ayna, but the very fact that you're not giving the quality of the goods that you're giving is not what he expects, that is Gnevas Das, and you would have to disclose the defect. However, Gnevas Das is not limited to that. It also applies to a matana. You send someone a present, he thinks he's getting a bigger or more expensive present. In reality, it is cheaper, it is not as good. There will be Gnevas Das. He is machzik toivah b'chinam. He is going to appreciate, he's going to have hakaras hatoiv to you, and it's really, it was a fake. It's not, it's, you did not do the type of favor or send him the present that he expects. That would be usher. Like a chaver of mine, when he got engaged, so his shver brought to the vort a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue Label. Now apparently this is schnapps that costs $200 a bottle. Seems that there is such a thing. It perhaps unsurprisingly disappeared pretty quickly. So when it was empty, what he did is he went to the kitchen, he took a bottle of Chivas Regal, filled up the Blue Label bottle, and he started giving it out. Now everyone came in, he was very generous, giving large amounts and giving freely. Everyone was taking it, oohing, eyeing, it's so smooth. So besides for the obvious problems of being mavayish with the people and the oina, this is also Gnevas Das. Because everyone there thinks he's getting this Baal Simcha is being generous, giving him this very expensive schnapps, it's really cheap. So besides the other problems, this would be an isser of Gnevas Das. What? That's true. They don't know the difference because Baruch Hashem, most people never tasted it before. But the Gnevas Das is they think they're getting something which is costing $10 for every sip, and really they're getting something that costs $1 for every sip. So that is Gnevas Das. What? Now, coincidentally or not, I happen to know the person. He was a friend of mine. I don't think he's spoken to his shver for the past 5 years. I don't know if that's a coincidence or not. But this is a classic case. It's a matana. No one's paying for anything, but simply you're fooling the person. They're being maksik tayv b'chinam. They think you're being generous, giving them something expensive. That would be a case of Gnevas Das. You have a promising career in marketing ahead of you. The point here is not so much the pleasure that he got. The point is he thinks you're generously giving him expensive schnapps, and you're not. You're giving him something that's costing you much less, and that is the hazakas teva b'chinam. That's b'stama yu atay nafshe. You're giving him this thing. This is what it's cost. You don't have to go ahead and start, you know, updating the cost. Whatever their presumptions are, that's, we'll get to later, that's their mistake they made on their own. You're not fooling them. It's when you're presenting it as Johnny Walker, and really it's Shivas, there you are being mad to them, and that's why it's usher. But as we'll see later on, from the Gemara on the base, if they on their own jump to an unjustified conclusion, you do not necessarily have an obligation to burst their bubble. Well, that's because lemonade and Johnny Walker, even for the uninitiated, are kind of different. But people, especially who are not Bekiyim, who do not generally, on a regular basis, drink Blue Label, really have no way of figuring out what's what. Continue on. Let's do some of the new cases. Gemara in Cholent Daf Tzadi Dalet has a number of other cases of Gnevas Das, when you're not dealing with Mekach u'Memkar. Gemara's next example is where a person has a chaver, he knows that he is not going to come over, he will not eat in his house. But Tanya Rav Meir Oimer Al Yisarev Adam Chaver Lisloy Datzle V'Yadea Boy Sheinu Soyed. You have a friend. You know good and well that he's not going to eat at your house. Either he's Makbid on Kashrus, he already has another invitation. And you go ahead and you ask him, you invite him over. Now he feels good, he gets an invitation, but you're only inviting him because you know he's not going to take you up on the offer. That is Gnevas Das. He thinks you're a close friend, that you really want him to eat over. Really, you're doing it only because you know he will not or cannot accept. Now, if the invitation is sincere, you really want him to come over, the halacha is you're allowed to invite him. Because it's not Gnevas Das b'chinam, not being machlok teva b'chinam. You're inviting him, you want him to come. If he says yes, you'll be thrilled. That would not be Gnevas Das. The Gnevas Das is when you don't want him to come over. If you thought he would accept your invitation, you would not offer it. It's only because you know he's not going to take you up, so there you can afford to be generous. You invite him, please come, you know, come, you nudge him, why not? It doesn't cost him anything, it makes him feel good. That is Gnevas Das. You're fooling him, you're holding yourself out as a close friend, and that would be awesome. But in a case where you truly do want him, you're inviting him, you're sincere in the invitation, the fact that you know he can't take you up is not asur. You're making a chasana. You know a friend or a neighbor cannot make it. There's nothing wrong with sending him an invitation because you really want him to come. It's only when you don't want him where you run into problems. So for example, if there's a rov that you do not want to be masader kedushin, and Baruch Hashem, he already, you know, he has a conflicting engagement, he's not going to be able to come. So you call him up and you offer him a kibbutz. So that would be Gnevas Das. Because you're offering it only because you know he will not accept. Okay, we'll get to covet in a minute. So that's the first halacha. Now the Yachroinim are medayik, the case is the Yisarev. The case is where you're nudging him, you're pestering him. But the Smaz medayik and others are medayik as well. To ask once, that is not awesome. And the reason for that is, again, there are different neschoys in the Achroinim, but the way the Torah's Chaim explains it is, to ask once is just you know, social norms, it's just being polite. Smas says it a little stronger. He says, if you don't invite someone, you're sitting there eating a meal, someone walks into your house, and you don't have the courtesy of offering him some food, that's a bazillion to the person. You're belittling, you know, you're showing him, you're not being goyrus him, he's absolutely nothing, you're not bothering to make the offer. So in such a case, where it'll be a bazillion for him, or where it's just the social norm to ask once, that's Gnevas Das, you're not fooling him, you're just being a mensch, and he will understand it as such. It's when you go over the top, you keep on asking him again and again and again, you're nudging him, come, I want you to have it, I want to share. Knowing good well that he won't take you up, that pushing, that extra, that over the top, that's Gnevas Das, and that would be awesome. Now the Gemara then, we'll skip a little bit to skip down a little bit to the case later on. Whereas another case, Lo Yelech Adam Lebeis Avo Yadu Logan Hamiskashkish Vayimalenu Mayim Pnei Shemateyu. The halacha is, and there's another case of lo yomer lo soich shemen mipach reikon v'mishvil kvaydei mutter. You're not allowed to go ahead if a person has an empty barrel of oil, and he offers it to the person here, take some oil, smear yourself with it, that's going to be aser, that's kneivas das. Now in this case, it doesn't say yunujim. It means you offer it once, you take some oil, and the Gemara says if you're not sincere, you're doing it only because you know he won't take you up, that's aser. So what's the difference? Why over here is it aser to ask one time? So over here, if you look carefully, the case is you're offering him an empty barrel. When you're offering him an empty barrel, there, even asking once is Geneva's das. Even making the offer once. Because it's a fraud. You're not offering, you have nothing here to offer. So to pretending to offer, even if you're asking once, is going to be awesome. In the case before, you invite him to a meal, you have the food. If he says yes, you're going to give it to him. So there, asking once or twice, even though you know he won't accept, that is mutter. It's only when you go over the top, when you push, when you nudge, that will be aser. Ma'ashe'enkein, if your taka have nothing to offer him, the barrel is empty, there, even one time would be gneivas das. Now, there seem to be two explanations in this distinction. Some learn, and according to the Sma, where the pshat comes out, that if you're eating a suda, and someone comes in, and you don't offer it to him, that's a bazayin. You're not willing to share, you're just ignoring him, you're not willing to share with him. So that, because that's a bazayin, to avoid that bazayin, you can offer him once or twice. It's only going over the top, that would be awesome. On the other hand, if your barrel is empty, you have no oil, is it a bazayin not to offer someone oil that you don't have? No, you're not embarrassing him, you're not ignoring him, you taka don't have anything. So in such a case, you don't have the heter of bazayin. So then, even asking once is going to be aser. Ben Yoyada says it a little bit differently. Ben Yoyada says like this. In a case where you have an empty barrel and you offer it to someone, that is straight out Geneva's Das. You're offering something, it's not a real offer. If he says yes, you're in trouble because you have nothing to give him. Where your mom is lying to him, you're pretending to offer something where the offer is non-existent, and he said that is real Geneva's Das, that's aser even the first time. In the first example in the Gemara, you're eating a meal. Your offer is real. If he says yes, you're going to give him. The offer is real. Just, you're only making the offer because you believe he won't take you up. But if you're wrong, if your assumption is wrong, maybe if he changes his plans and takes you up, you're going to give it to him. So there, this is a lower level of Geneva's Das. Your offer is sincere, it's real, but it's just only being done because you're with the expectation he won't take you up. Since it is a real offer, there, then Yoyada says, in that case, you're allowed to ask once or twice, that would not be awesome. Now, nafka mina would be, is let's say you're making a chasm, and you want to send an invitation to someone, who you're only inviting him because you don't expect him to come. It's an out-of-town wedding. If you made it in town, you would not send him an invitation, but now that it's out-of-town, why not? He's not going to come anyway. So, on one hand, l'chari should be mutter, because you're only sending one invitation, you're not nudging him, so there should be no iser geneivas das. But the truth is, it really depends on what the heter is. Because if the pshat is like the Ben Yoyada, then any time you make an offer, if it's a real offer and if he takes you up, you'll give it to him. So then here, if he decides to fly to Chicago to your chasen, you'll be very happy to have him there. Or not about happy, but you'll talk or give him a meal. So according to the Ben Yoyada, it should be fine. Ma'ashengi, if you go like the sma, the heter of doing it once is that's just the social norm. And if you don't give it to him, you're embarrassing him. You're not embarrassing him if he's not a close friend and you don't invite him to a chasana. So in that case, according to the Sma, even one time would be aser, since you don't have this cheshbon of a bazoyan or the fact that this is just the expectation, and therefore according to the Sma, even one time would be aser. Now the truth is it's probably mutter regardless, because since the chasana, you're telling him, I'm inviting you to an out-of-town chasana, so he knows exactly what you're doing. In the case of the Gemara, you're inviting him to a meal. He doesn't know you're only inviting him because he knows you won't come. He thinks it's real. So you're being going to the dance. When you tell him, I'm inviting you to a meal, but you have to fly to Chicago for it, and both of you understand that's not happening, Mesama there is not going to have his das, because you're not representing anything or fooling anything. He knows good and well, when you get an invitation to an out-of-town chasana, it means you're a close enough friend to be invited to a chasana that you're not going to go to. So because it won't be taken as more than that, that l'chari would not be Geneva's Das. I mean, there's a famous story. A person walked into a fruit store and said, how much are the peppers? So he said, they're three for a dollar. said, three for a dollar. Your competitor across the street is selling it for four for a dollar. I said, okay, so why don't you go over there? If they're cheaper there, go buy it from him. He said, but I would, except he's out of stock. So he says, oh, he's out of stock, big deal. When I'm out of stock, I sell them for six for a dollar. So it's very, you know, this point that if you have the barrel thing, if you have it, you're making the offer, that's one thing. But if you're offering something that you don't have, it's taco. Taco means less.
Why can't, in the case that still get asked once or twice, being polite, like, why is there a difference between asking once or twice, 100 times? Let's say that you know the guy is planning to be in there, it's Searle that time. You know he's not coming. But you really like him to come, you know he's not.
No, so that's most, wait a second. If you want him to come, you can ask as many times as you want. Because he will not be machzik toiv b'chinam, because adaraba, he will be machzik toiv appropriately, because you really do want him. The case over here is only where you don't want him. And the only reason why you're inviting him is because you don't expect him to take you up. That's where this problem starts. If you really want him, and you're letting him know that we're good friends, I really would like you to be at the chasana, there's nothing wrong with it. That's not gnev his das. You are not being goyin of his das. He's not going to be maksu taiva b'chinam. He'll be maksu taiva appropriately. Because what you're doing reflects your true relationship. The issue is only when you're asking only because you know that he won't come.
For example, with the chasana, the Algavian Adonai chasana, people have usually two lists, the chuppah list and the kanai. So if you're making an Adonai chasana, you're not going to invite people to the chuppah, you invite everybody else. If everybody accepts, you really don't want everybody. But, you know, if you're happy, everybody...
So again, I think in Adatan Chasa, because it's clear to everyone who is not a close friend, who gets an invitation, understands it for what it is, that we know each other. I'm not going to invite you only to the chuppah because if you're traveling this far for the whole thing. So you're sending an invitation. I don't think it's Gnevis Das because I don't think it's fooling anyone. People recognize this is an invitation, which the person doesn't really expect me to take it up, but to be nice, he's just letting me know he's making a chasana out of town. In all the cases in the Gemara, there's some sort of fakery going on. The person thinks there's a real, the Suda is there. He thinks he really wants to give it to him, and he truly doesn't. So that's why in all these cases, I don't think you're being going to his das at all. There doesn't seem to be. And the Havazakas Taiva, I do not believe, needs that he will actually reciprocate. If you're going to be maxic tayv to someone who will die the next day, I don't think it's... If you'll be going of das and he'll die the next day, I think it'll be usr. Because the isser is not so much that what I get in exchange will be like a gnevas mammon. The issue is that I am fooling him as far as our relationship. He's going to now think that he is a close friend of mine, be maxic tayv for me, b'chinam, that will be usr. So I don't think we look at... Right, correct. If a person walks around driving a Lexus and he's poor, it's. I don't think it's. That's not the same thing. He's not. You're not. You're giving a gift to someone, or you're giving a present. They're all cases. Your relationship with another person, correct? I don't think it has to be that you'll actually get cash in return. The fact that he will now have a different relationship with you. It doesn't have to be. It'll be a present. He will treat you better. He'll be maksav teva to you. You have a case where, again, he'll be dead by tomorrow. I don't think there'll be a heter because you're fooling him into thinking or into creating this hachazak ha-satoiv. That itself, even before he reciprocates, would be awesome.
Is it the issue of machzik or an issue that he's going to do? The person giving it is going to get covered. In the case of the Johnny Walk of the Schnaz, who did he give it to? He gave it to the people who are coming. So they're going to think, oh, he's a
person. No. If his point was to show off how wealthy he is, that, you know, if you want to drive a nice car that you can't afford, it may not be wise, but I don't know if you can call that Gnevis Das. The point over here is when you're giving to people, and they now have a car, so I tell you, this person was so generous, he's giving me 3 ounces of this expensive schnapps, that's where the issur is. If you're just going to drink it yourself, you're not going to share it with anyone, that would not be this type of Gnevis Das. So now the Gemara goes on and says, and gives another example. Gemara says like this. Gemara has a case where it seems that people had barrels of wine. Now when you're drinking wine, They'd have a big barrel. When you first break the seal, when you first open it, the wine is much stronger, it's much better. Once you let it sit for a while, it's, you know, they didn't have refrigerators, it spoils eventually. It's like, you know, a bottle of soda. When you first open it, it's very fizzy, it's geschmack. And when it sits for a while, it gets flat. So what people do is they'd open a barrel, and they'd, over time, they'd use it up. Now, if you had a very chush of a guest that came, to show his chashivus, you'd go ahead and you'd open a barrel in his honor. It was a bit covered. He goes ahead, he gets his very geschmack, very fresh and strong wine. And more than that, he knows good and well that if you open this barrel in his honor, this, you know, barrel will spoil shortly, and you're exposing yourself to a big hefzid to give this person covet. So what happened? The case was a person had a barrel of wine, which he sold. The next day, a buyer is going to come. He's going to pick it up. A few hours later, a friend of his comes. Friend comes. He says, "Listen, he has a good opportunity." He pulls out the barrel of wine, says, "Oh, I'm so happy to see you," makes a big show, opens the barrel, "I'm going to give you some fresh wine." So the friend thinks, "Oh, I see how choshev I am. He's willing to open a new, fresh barrel in my honor, even though he's going to have a tremendous hefzid." So the Gemara says, this is going to be his das, and you have to be with him. You have to explain to him that I'm opening it, but I'm only opening it because I have a buyer tomorrow. I'm not really losing money. Otherwise, it would be going to be his das. Now, this case is a much bigger chiddush. Because in this case, the person, this guest, is taka getting fresh wine. You're opening the barrel for him. But here, what's the gnevis das? The gnevis das is he thinks that you're exposing yourself, you're suffering a tremendous hefzid in order to give this person the covet. He thinks you're going to lose the whole barrel may spoil, and you're willing to do that because you have such a chush of a guest. Since that is not true, you really have someone who's going to be buying it from you tomorrow. There's no loss whatsoever. Opening it and not explaining this would be gnevis das. Now, the Gemara does say if you would open it regardless, if when this person comes, no matter what, you'd open it. So then you don't have to be modiah him, because then that's not gnevis das. You are, in fact, opening it for him. You may have a buyer, but you do the same thing without a buyer. That would be mutter. But if you're only opening it because you know you have this buyer lined up, the other person doesn't realize that. The other person thinks that he is very chashev in your eyes. That would be a case of gnevis das. Correct. It's a machlokes rishayim, but most rishayim say even though you don't say a word, because you're setting him up. You're doing something that everyone would assume is being done in their honor.
But in a situation where it's possible,
good. So we'll get to that. We'll discuss the rush and the run on Amud Beis. We'll get to that soon. Now a very similar situation is, let's say you have a colleague is being honored by a dinner. Now, you happen to be good friends with the fellow running the institution. So you call him up and say, "Listen, do me a favor. I have this friend of mine who's being honored. Put in a platinum page for me in the journal." And he does. So this honoree comes into the dinner and he sees in the first page of the journal that you put in a platinum page. He has a tremendous covet. He thinks you spend $10,000 in his honor. Really, you didn't spend a dime. They gave it to you for free. So in that case, l'chor, this is mamash like this example, where the recipient is going to be machzik taiva thinking you went ahead, you lost or you risked an entire barrel of wine for his covet. In fact, you didn't. It was sold anyway, or in this case, you got the ad for free. So that would be a case of gnevis das. Now over here, it really probably depends on the scenario. If, for example, if you called them up and said, "Listen, the platinum page is $10,000, well, listen, I'll give you $3,000 and just put in the ad," that's probably fine. Because everyone knows that the moistas are negotiable and the rates that they advertise are very often not what people pay. Doesn't cost the organization anything to put in a nicer page. So in that case, if you want to negotiate, many people negotiate. If the honoree, for some reason, assumes you paid full price, that's probably you, Odata and Afshe. That's probably his problem. But in a case where you go ahead, you're friends with the person, you got it for free, that l'chayr is a case of gnevis das, because that's the case where he should assume where the norm is that these things cost. He's justified in thinking that you paid at least something for it, and that would be a case of gnevis das. Now, a slightly different case is what happens if a person, he has a bunch of simchas coming up. So he walks into a svarim store, he gets a great deal. He's able to buy a $100 set of svarim for $30. Is there a problem giving out this set? Now, on one hand, everyone who gets it is going to think, wow, you spent $100 for me. In reality, you only spent $30. But this case, I think, would be mutter l'kulayama. Because over here, it's true you got a good deal. But once you bought the svarim, you now have $100 safer that it's worth $100. That's taka, its value. You can give it to somebody else. You can use it yourself. So when you're giving this away, the person who receives it, he's taka receiving a $100 item, and he has zakar zotay for that. That's fine. It's in the case of the wine, or the case of the platinum page in the ad, there, what's the achzakas hatoiv over there? The person doesn't care so much the wine is a little nicer. The person doesn't have a hakaras hatoiv because the page is nicer. That there, the whole gneivas das is that what you're showing the person, I'm willing to spend $10,000 for you. It's not what he gets. It's the fact that he's demonstrating how much I'm willing to spend this much for you. Since that's not the case, you're not spending any money, that would be gneivas das. If you're trying to show the person I'm willing to lose a whole barrel of wine for your kavod, and you're not, that's gneivas das. But in the case of the svarim, where that karas ha'tayiv is because I'm giving the person $100 safer, there I think that would be fine. Mashenken, this is also someone in the Chabura, by his bar mitzvah, he got a very nice set of svarim. And 6-7 years later, he was learning with it, and he realized that some of the mesechtas were printed upside down. Now, if the person who gave it knew at the time, he walks into the svarim store, and there was a section, the irregular svarim, the damaged svarim. He went ahead, he spent almost nothing for it, and then he gives it as if it's a regular sefer. That's gneivas das. Because there, the person thinks he's getting a good sefer, and really he's getting damaged svarim. In this other case, where it's a good sefer, you just happen to get a good deal on it, that's your revach, that's your profit, and there would not be an isser of a problem of gneivas das. Correct. I don't think it has value. I think there are two points. First of all, it doesn't have a value. You can't put it's not something which has value. You can just give to someone else. But more than that, the whole chashivos, when you put an ad in someone's honor, he's not getting anything. If you give him a box of svarim, he now has the safer. He's makritoy because he now has a $100 item he can sell. When you put an ad in someone's honor, he's not getting anything. The only thing you're doing is you're demonstrating to him and to everyone else that I am ready to donate $10,000 to this moysid in this person's honor. The whole chashivas is what you lost. And I think the wine also. It's true the wine tastes a little better when you open the barrel, but that's not why it's such a big deal. It's such a big deal because if you're willing to risk the entire barrel just to give this guest a little bit of a morgishmaka thing, that's the gneivas das, because the chashivas comes from your hefsid. When there is no hefsid, then that would be a problem with gneivas das. Now the Gemara says a very important heter, and this is a little bit, it's not clear exactly how far to take it. The Gemara says in all of these cases, you're offering the person's a meal, you're giving him giving him oil. The Gemara says that if you're doing it mishum kvoidoy, it's mutter. The gneivas das is when you're doing it to fool him. You want to pretend you're a good friend. You're not. But if you're doing it in his honor, there the yisur of gneivas das does not apply. Now, here you have to be very careful. How far can we take this heter? What's every gneivas das? Every gneivas das is you're giving a person a present. You go ahead. It's a cheap present. You put it in a Tiffany's box and you give it to them. Now, when they get this gift in a Tiffany's box, they're going to feel very good. They got a very expensive gift. Is there a heter mishum kvoida? No. Hagufu, the fact that you're fooling him into thinking that you're a good friend of his, that is the case of gneivas das. So when it says there's a mishum kvoida, it's mutter, it must mean something else. And if you look at Rashi and look at the Achroinim, whenever they discuss mishum kvoida, what they explain is there are other people in the room. And by doing this, you're giving him kavod in other people's eyes. Being mechabit him is not gneivas das. So the pshat would be that when you're giving someone a gift, it's private, and now he's going to be machzik toiv to you. So if the gift is really worth less than he thinks, that's going to be awesome. Ma'ish, a person comes into a room, And he comes to you, you make a shalom zachar, a person comes in. As soon as he comes in, you jump out of your seat, you bring him to the front of the table, front of the front table, you sit him down, you offer him a drink. Now there, let's say the drink that you offered him, the bottle was empty. Why does he appreciate what you did? Is he appreciate what you did because, you know what, this person's so nice, he's ready to give me 6 ounces of soda? No. What he appreciates is he was mechabed me. He showed in front of everyone. He showed he treated me like a VIP. He treated me like royalty, and he'll be makar toy for that. That's not gedevas das. You were taka be mechabed him be'enei habriyos. It's only in a case where you're doing it just because you're trying to pretend you're giving him a gift and you're not giving him a gift. There will be machzik toyva bechinam. But when you're being mechabed him and it really is the kavod. The kavod over here does not depend on whether there's soda in or oil in the barrel or not. It's just kavod. There, the isser of gneivas das does not seem to apply. Now, I did see others take this heter much further, and they say gneivas das is only when you're fooling him for your benefit. You want him to think you're giving him a good gift so that when you make your chasana, he'll reciprocate. You're giving this gift because you want the person to be nice to you. That's gneivas das. When you're doing it for his purpose, whether it's kavod or some other cheshbon, but it's for him, it's not for you. So I saw some achrayim learn from this halacha that it'll be mutter. Gneivas das is when it's for your advantage, not when it's for his. Again, you do have to be careful. The Gemara and all the cases are only where it's mishum kavodai, where it's there are other people involved. You want to show that he's an ish mechubed. To take it further than that, you have to be very careful. No, so you don't have to tell the person. You should know you're good for nothing. And if not for the fact that I have this person, that I have it sold, I would never do it. What you can tell the person is, I'm so happy your timing is perfect. I have a bottle that I'm selling tomorrow, so let's enjoy it. You don't have to go ahead and insult him. So if the whole point of the ad is that other people should see what kind of chashuv this, you see this is what kind of chashuv a person is, I hear. But in very often mishum kavoida, or in most cases, you're not doing it. No. This the Rishonim speak out. The heter of mishum kavoida is not that anytime I can be going if someone's das, but on the side he'll get some kavod, now there's a heter. Their point is when your whole tachlis of what you're doing is to give him kavod, that's not gneivas das. So if you're doing it so he should think you made this donation, and there's a fringe benefit, other people will see it as well, that's certainly going to be awesome. On the other hand, if you're doing it, you don't care, between you and him, it makes no difference. Nothing's changing the relationship. You're doing it only because he needs the covet for, you know, in the eyes of other people, there you can talk about it. But it's there everyone says, if your tachlis is going to have his das, the fact there's also covet, that will not be a hetter. Correct. It has to be. It generally has to be berabim. Other people are involved, and you're off. Yeah. So the Rishonim speak out. Your kavana has to be mishum kavoda. I don't know whether ikur or yizav is egoyerim, but it certainly can't be a case where you're trying to be going to his das, but on the side, Baruch Hashem, there are other people who give him kavod as well. I think, in most cases, the kavod is the fact that he sees how much people are willing to spend for his honor. And if he knew it was for free, I don't know. But you're right. If it's together a mace mitzvah, no one else is putting ads for him, and the pasha needs to show that he has friends, I hear. Maybe that's mishum kavod.
In most cases, it goes both ways. You are getting something. If you have a chavit somebody, then someone calls them up for information.
Okay, so that is a, if your kavana is that would certainly be aser. In a case where you're doing it for his kavod, and there will be some, when you do it for the kavod, he will be machzik toiv, but not bechinam. Yutaka gave him kavod to the extent that you went ahead in front of everyone. You went out of your way to show that he's chashav to give him kavod. He will be machzik toiv for that, but not because you spent money. We have to tell you because you gave him the covet, and that's taka. That's not pechinam. That's taka what you set out to do. It's when the hapasaka tell you this because he thinks you spent money. That's where you run into more serious problems. Yes. So now the Gemara Amud Beis has another case, and this is one of the one of the most common issues with Gneva's Das, and we'll see, there's a very serious Dikka Machlekes, how to understand this Gemara. Where is the following story? That Mar Zutra, Breder of Nachman, was going from one city to another, and coincidentally, Rav and Rav Safra were traveling to the city that Mar Zutra was coming from. So sure enough, as soon as Mar Zutra left the city limits, he bumped into Rav. Now Mar Zutra was on his way to a city that Rav lived in, and he sees, as soon as he sees Rav and Rav Safra came to him, so he said, "Wow, you came all the way here to greet me and to escort me back to the city? You didn't have to come so far. You really shouldn't have." So Rav Safra said to him, "You know, to be honest with you, we really didn't come to greet you. We came because we were traveling to the city. Had we known you were coming, we would have traveled further." Rav turns to Rav Safra and said, "What are you doing? Why do you tell this to him? He thought that you went ahead and you came to greet him. Why do you burst his bubble?" Rav Safra said, "I had to. I didn't want to be going to his das. I didn't want him to think that we went ahead and greeted him. It's really not true." So Zak Rava, no, this is not Gneva's das. You or we did not fool him. Ihuhu de komati nafshe. He fooled himself. We never told him we're coming to greet you. We never made any representation. We were just walking. If he jumped to the conclusion he thought, as soon as he saw us, that we must have come to greet him, that's not Gneva's das. And once it's not Gneva's das, there's no reason to burst his bubble. And Adrabi, you shouldn't. He's just going to feel bad. And therefore, since you are not going to his das, let him live with his mistake and don't say anything. Now, as you study this Dikko Machloikis, how to understand what the Pshat in this Gemara is. The Rosh learns that when Mar Zutra was leaving town, did he call Rava and tell him, "Listen, Rava, by the way, I'm coming to your city in a week, so make sure to greet me well"? No. Rava really had no way of knowing that Mar Zutra was coming. So Mar Zutra leaves town and he bumps into Rava on the street. So should he jump? Should he presume that Rava came to greet him? No, mechatesa. Why should he think Rava's coming to greet him? For some reason, Mar Zutra made a mistake. And he said, "Oh, thank you so much for coming." Zog the Rosh, if a person jumps to his own conclusion, he makes a mistake, and he thinks you're giving him kavod, that's not Gneva's Das. Gneva's Das is when you set him up, or when we're in a situation where a normal person, a reasonable person would make that mistake. But if he jumped to his own conclusions that are wrong, that's not Gneva's Das. And in such a case, there's no chiv to go ahead and be madeir him. You have no obligation to walk around fixing up everyone's misconceptions. It's only when he's set up, he's in a situation where the normal thing would be to assume that it's being done for you, there Gneva's Das applies. But if he jumps to his own conclusion for no reason, that's not Gneva's Das, and you don't have to say anything. Now the truth is, the Ben Yoyada points out, it's Meduik in the Miri as well, what happened in this case? Mar Zutra is going in one direction towards Rava's city, Rava is going towards Mar Zutra's city, and they meet. Mar Zutra tells Rava, "Thank you very much for coming out to greet me." So Rava told Rav Safra, "Let's just be quiet and let's not say anything, because the Kamati Nafshe, he made his own mistake." What's going to happen next? Mar Zutra thanks him for coming, and Mar Zutra continues traveling towards Rava's city. Rava is traveling the opposite direction. So L'chayr, even if you're not going to say anything, Mar Zutra is going to figure out pretty quickly that Rava did not come to escort him. He's going the other direction. Zog de Ben Yehoyada, a tremendous chiddush. Once the person makes his mistake on his own, once Mar Zutra told Rava, "Thank you so much for coming to escort me," Rava turned around and walked back with him. Afal Pikein, since the mistake came, Mar Zutra made the mistake on his own, playing along with it. Once he already had the Gneva's Das, playing along with it, Ben Yehuda says is not Asr. You have no chiv to go ahead and be Modiyah him, and you can even act it out. And that would still not be Asr. It's only when you're the one that causes the mistake, that's where the Isr applies. But once he makes that mistake, going along with it to protect his feelings would not be Asr. What? Wait a second. Over there, you put the shivis in the blue label. So you were goyim the mistake. Once you're goyim the mistake, that's Gneva's Das. It's only when you were walking and he jumped to a conclusion. Once that happened, there's no chiv to go ahead and to burst his bubble. What? Wait, hold on. We didn't get through all the shittas yet. This is the Shita of the Rosh. This Nakud I think everyone agrees with, that if a person jumps to conclusions on his own, that's not Kenevis Das. There's no chiyuv for you to fix the world and go ahead and to fix everyone's mistakes. It's when you do something that a normal person would jump to this conclusion, that's where you come up, where the issur of Kenevis Das starts. Now there is, okay, just on this point, there is one interesting exception. There's Ma'arit that's discussing a case in the Yerushalmi where a person comes to town and someone goes ahead and gives him tremendous kavod because he knows the entire Bavli and the entire Yerushalmi. Now this person is a Talmud Chacham, but he only learned Bavli, he didn't get to Yerushalmi yet. So the halacha is he has to tell the person. It's very nice you're giving me kavod, but you should know I only did Bavli and Mirtz Hashem, next cycle of the Daf Yomi, but for now, only Bavli, not Yerushalmi, don't give me so much kavod. Frekli Ma'arit, why do you have to tell him that? When the person comes and greets you, oh, this person is such a Talmud Chacham, he knows Bavli, you didn't misrepresent anything. He made a mistake on his own. So why don't we have the Heter Var Gemara? If he jumps to conclusions, I don't have to fix it. Zok Ma'arit, that no. Because there it's worse, because Shtika Kahoido. When a person introduces you, this is my friend Yanko, he's a Baki in the Ingans Bavli Yerushalmi. If you're quiet, this is Shtika Kahoido. And Zok the Ma'arit, since it's Shtika Kahoido, that itself is going to be a Ganeva's Das. Now the obvious kasha is, if Shtika Kahoido, then what about our Gemara? When Rava met Marzutra, it's true, Rava didn't try to fool him. When Marzutra thanks him, Shkoyach, so much, he didn't have to be Maitriya so far. If Rava was quiet, why don't you have the same problem with Shtika Kahoido? So there are different terutzim, but L'chor, what you can say is, in the case of Ma'arit, when the person introduces you as my friend that knows Bavli and Yerushalmi, the person really had no idea what you learned. But if he's going to introduce you as someone, this is my good friend, he learned Maseches Makis. He's afraid of embarrassing you. Maybe he learned a lot more. So he figures he'll introduce you as someone who knows Bavli and Yerushalmi. He'll float a little trial balloon, and that way he'll see your reaction. If you say, but what about, you forgot about, Zohar, Sifri, Sifra. So, but on the other hand, if you're quiet and you smile and you nod, he'll know that he got the right level. So in that case, where he's saying it, he's not sure yet, he's engaging a reaction, Shtika Kahoido. In the case of Marzutra, he wasn't floating a trial balloon. He was saying, thank you so much for coming. In that case, the concept of Shtika Kahoido won't apply. He already made his conclusion, he already knows, or thinks he knows, and there, that would be a case of Gnevis Das. So for example, you go to be Menachem Avol in a city, and this actually happened to a friend of mine. He walked in, and the person who was sitting Shiva saw him come in and said, wow, you came all the way to this city to be Menachem Avol? Now, the reality was that he didn't. The reality is that he had had a meeting very close by. So in such a case where it was worded like that, you came all the way here just for me, so there, if he would have just nodded or kept quiet or changed the topic, that would be Ma'arit. That there would be a case of Shtika Kahoido. You're confirming or you're implying that you came for them. That would certainly be awesome. On the other hand, if it's not the case, they just immediately jumped to conclusions, you came, you just assumed you came for me. They didn't ask it like that. In a case where it's Iudate Nafshe, it's a city where people are very often there for other reasons, that perhaps would not be Gnevis Das. We'll discuss that more in Mitzvah Hashem next week.